Wheat prices have been down this last week. Kim, what is going on?
Well, the futures markets, you know, they lost about 16 cents on Wednesday. The basis was down a nickel, so we lost 21 cents on that single day. Mm-hmm. Earlier in the week and late last week, depending on location, we lost another nickel. So we've really lost about 26 cents off the top of this market. And we lost that 26 cents right in front of USDA's reports.
What is in that report?
Well, if you look at the stocks report on wheat, they had the stocks at 1.37 billion bushels. The analysts were predicting 1.366, so that's right on line there. Shouldn't be much impact, but that is significantly then higher than last year's 1.14 billion. You look at corn, the report said 7.81 billion bushels in storage. Analysts had it at 7.82. No impact there, and again, higher than last year. Perspective plantings, mm-hmm. what we're expected to put in the ground. All winter wheat at 49.6 million acres. The analysts thought it would be 51.7. I think that's positive price-wise, especially as we look out to harvest. But it is 9% or more less than last year's 54.6. Corn planted acres, 93.6 million acres. Analysts thought it'd be 90.1. That's big time negative for corn, and 88 million acres last year, so significantly higher. Cotton producers, 9.56 million. The analysts thought 9.4, so bad news for cotton there, and that's compared to about 8.6 last year.
Let's talk about the condition of the crops across Oklahoma right now.
Well, if you look at the winter wheat crop, of course, the last couple of weeks, we've been worried about that freeze. The market, essentially no reaction at all to it. The crop conditions reports come out, dropped 1% on the good to very good. So essentially, like we was talking about, a non-event. If you look at this year's condition to last year, we got last year we had 15% poor to very poor. This year it's 3%. Hmm. Last year we had 44% good to excellent. This year it's 63%. So the crops in Oklahoma, Kansas is about the same, much better than last year. Texas is slightly better than last year, but they had a good crop last year.
Let's talk about the price potential for this crop.
Well, right now we're moving sideways. The information coming in as it is, the good news is we got less acres. Mm-hmm. The bad news, and it's not really bad news because we need product to sell, is that it's in good condition. So if we have some wheat, if we can lose it in a foreign market somewhere, then we can get some price increase. If we don't lose a foreign crop somewhere, prices are going to stay down in the $4 to $4.50 range as we go into the 2016-17 marketing year.
Okay, thank you much. Kim Anderson, Grain Marketing Specialist here at Oklahoma State University.